No, it's this Petula Clark song.
You were telling me, this is interesting stuff.
Yeah.
About you and Bryce and your music exchange. I asked you guys where you find all this great music, and you said it's the circles we run in.
Yeah.
And Bryce
and I often
exchange.
Are you sure this is
interesting? Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, Bryce and I would, you know, when I was right after him on the program, yeah, we'd bring each other CDs from the library and say, yeah, check this out. And
did you hang out then together?
Not a lot. I used to see him more at shows, but not so much more. You can come in, Diane.
Hey, it's Diane Kalmakas.
You want a mic? Sit, have a seat. No.
And you know she's a good painter.
I know.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Really beautiful work. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. Hey, she's coming in.
Oh, okay.
Those didn't work well for me. One ear.
Diane Kamikaze, who is just up at noon to three today.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Diane.
So what are you listening to lately? Do you get tired of it all?
I don't get tired of it all.
Wait, yeah. Just talk again. Get her a level. Curve.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I barking orders now?
No, she's better now.
I don't get tired of it all.
Yeah, holy.
But I kind of have I've got an ADD sort of approach to music.
You're hot on it for a minute and gone.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, the first time I saw your paintings, Diane, or had I known I was about to see them, I would have had a picture of what I think they're going to be. And they're just not. Right? They're very pretty. They're very soft. And the ones I've seen away, maybe watercolor?
Yes. Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are beautiful.
And yeah. Just sort of opposed to this tattoo mastodon t-shirt woman that I'm looking at.
Oh, right. I am wearing a particularly gruesome t-shirt today.
So tell us where you see a sort of overlap in your listening and in your painting. Or if there needs to be one, maybe
I
not.
I don't see an overlap, actually. When I paint, I usually don't listen to music.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a real, sitting downstairs, not just...
How long have you painted?
Forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there someplace listeners can go see your paintings? Do you talk about them? Do you let your listeners know? I know you put them on Facebook on occasion.
I put them on Facebook. I have an Instagram account, Diane Kamikaze. I post them there. I put usually at least one a week up on my Instagram. And I have a website, but it's not fully... I really don't
operational.
Keep it up. I don't keep it up. Really don't keep it up.
When's the last
years,
time you checked in on that website?
Well, the other day I paid the bill. I was like, do I want to keep this for another 2 years? Yeah, I do.
What'd you do this summer? Kurt's been all over the place. Did you go anywhere? You got married, but that was back in the spring, right?
I got married in January.
Yeah. January.
But some very good friends of mine got married down the shore a couple of weeks ago.
And you went?
And went, and my husband actually officiated the wedding.
And is that close to Asbury Park?
Yes.
The Stone Pony?
Very
the boss
close.
Hanging out down there with Southside Johnny.
He was not invited. The two of them tried to get in.
Bon Jovi showed up with Richie and Tico.
Hey, do I need to sign on the playlist? Does it cause problems now that we're into your show?
Oh, hit the well. Yeah.
You probably do, just for archiving purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you sing?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
Oh, no.
Weren't you in a band?
I was in a band.
What was that band?
Children in Adult Jail.
Was there another FMU person
there
in
there? There was.
Taco, what was that now? You got to bring that vinyl in.
We have it in the library.
We do? I never used the library. I've it's kind of sad.
The biggest resource of vinyl on the East Coast. He's never used the library.
But we don't have StarCastle in the library.
Do you bring your own stuff? Or use?
I bring mostly my own stuff, actually.
StarCastle, yeah. You do bring.
Do you use
stuff.
The library?
Yes.
You do?
Always.
You're not vain about, well, my own stuff might even be a little better.
Good Lord, no. I'd rather not use up my own stuff if we have it here.
I'm just too insane about planning.
You know what?
So
I
have
plan
to, like,
at all.
I'm
what
crazy about
blows
it.
Me away is our Jandek collection. I
yes.
can just, yeah, I, yes. I don't have any Jandek albums.
We should build a shed for the Jandek. It should be on the parking lot.
We could build a shed with the Jandek. We have so much. Oh,
we do. Good line. Oh, man. Hey, should we, what are we doing? Are we switching around?
Did you give the ID?
Oh, no, I don't think so. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Yeah. We could play records and talk over them.
Okay.
That might be fun for you.
Well, it's your show now, buddy.
All right. Well, hit that Mahavishnu and we'll get switched around.
Do you have anything planned?
I just brought a little stack of vinyl. I don't have any interviews, nothing.
You have no interviews.
I had a couple, maybe next week. I just couldn't do it, guys. I don't know what it is.
What was the end of summer thing?
The summer's winding down. It gets lonely in big New York City town. You sing, Kurt.
I'm not going to sing.
Come on, man. Don't leave me hanging.
I'm not going to sing.
That's why I asked. You don't sing.
I scream.
Can you sing one note like this, Diane?
Sure.
Now that's your metal coming through.
Yes.
Actually, that's my Cookie Monster imitation.
Hiding tenderness within that comes out in your painting. Can you hold one note, go, ah.
Ah.
Try. Ah. You can. You're Fabio.
I think she sort of laughed in key, though.
Can you do it? Can you try? You'll try. Wait, there's
I'll fail.
A tender passage here. Oh. This is Mahavishnu with the London Symphony Orchestra.
You want to let it?
That note, Kurt.
That's it. I'm done.
Now do it.
Nope.
Salamio. No. Just that one line. Come on, man. Let me produce you. Come on.
What? How did Diane get off easy?
Oh, she's going to join you in a second. That was really good. Now you. Oh, solo mio.
Oh, solo.
That's good. You could do it.
Yo.
Oh, you're goofing now. You can do it. So now together, all of us, all three of us. Wait, hold on.
Oh, solo mio.
You took a harmony gotcha. Hey, man, did you do that on purpose?
That's,
you know what you're doing. You're toying with us. Yeah, do it again.
Oh, solo mio.
Mio mio. Come on, one more line. Sing it.
You're not gonna. You'll do this for an hour. You're not gonna be satisfied, are you?
No, I would have. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's switch around right now. You don't have to turn the mics off. Let's just switch around.
You can turn this one off. I gotta go.
Diane needs her bunny ear telephone.
Hey, these mics are hot. I never play this card, Kurt. The weather report card.
Oh, I need to log the weather report, actually.
Oh, yeah, are you gonna? Okay. Yeah, you can grab the jackets, make comments, talk about the musicianship. Diane, are you leaving? Say goodbye to us. That was nice. Diane, kamikaze, you guys.
Bye.
You love your listeners?
Excuse me?
You love your listeners?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And your spouse. Something for your spouse.
A hippopotamus hug for my spouse.
There you go. Diane Kamikaze. Kurt Gottschalk. I call him Chalky. Is on board. That didn't catch on, did it?
You know how you say hippopotamus in Greek?
Bye, Diane.
Bye, Diane. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. I got this record back in probably 76. The first one that Jaco appears on. Part of the album, anyway. And that distinctive tone. What do you need, a scissors? Oh, the weather. Yeah, we got a weather warning. The fat sacks of Wayne Shorter. What are you doing? Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes. I get why people don't like Weather Report, but the weird thing is they were copied so much, their sound, it almost became smooth jazz.
Right.
But there's a lot more going on here. Zawinul compositions, minimal, spacious, melodic, lush.
Here's what I think, is I think if you and I ever started talking about music and you let your guard down,
that's why
I assume we have a lot of overlap, but you just have this one thing you want to do, right?
You mean I'm steering the agenda?
I think if we started talking about, you know, punk and new wave and stuff, I think you'd be there. But you, right? But you have this, persona, and I know that you really love this stuff, but that's what you bring here.
Listen to this, man. And see, that's that thing in culture now, pop culture, to hate a saxophone solo. Have you bought in on that? It started off, I think, as an Onion article about 10 perfectly good songs ruined by a sax solo.
Jesse Jarno of The Frau Show.
And it was like David Bowie and Young Americans. Uh-huh. They said he ruined it with that sax. And then people, they aged it one after another, piling on a sax solo till I did it myself.
To quote our own Jesse Jarno, bombs don't destroy bridges, saxophones do.
Yeah, but see, he drank the Kool-Aid, Kurt. People picking on lead guitar solos. This fascist attitude toward lead guitar. Now, you like lead guitar.
Sure, I like saxophone, too. I have a problem with flutes. But
you don't, though.
I do have a problem with flutes. I do.
Like, bar none.
No, I wouldn't say that, but
Ian Anderson.
Most of the time. Well,
standing on one leg. I wish I had it cued, the Heavy Horses album right now. Deep album cut.
Woo!
Let me cue something else up. You feel, just start jabbering whenever you want. You're free here, Kurt. You're free, baby.
Wah, 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 wah.
Listen to that. Listen to Jaco. Talk about Jaco.
Oh.
Go there. And why does he bug you? I know how this starts. Look, I know he's a great... He revolutionized the bass, okay? Give me the butt.
Butt? That, the first time I heard him was on Joni Mitchell Records. And at first I liked it, but there's just that sort of bloopiness that's always in there in his playing. Fretless electric bass is sort of an unpleasant sound to me.
Because it's been used so much since Jaco? And it,
I suppose that's why, I guess, yeah.
The way Eddie Van Halen had that sound, some say, oh, he got that from, he studied with Alan Holdsworth and Joe Satriani. But then it was subsequently copied on down the line. So many hammer-on metal guitarists, we forgot about Eddie. The germ. Is it, what you're saying is the germ of what, though?
With the bass? With the electric bass? I just don't like the sound of it. It's just a tonal thing.
What about this? This is right up your alley.
Oh, T-Rex, sure.
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely.
Lay it on
Absolutely.
Me. Come on.
No, this stuff is amazing.
You like the and Tyrannosaurus Rex?
You know, this is the perfect moment for him. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex was great, but it was a little hippied out for me. The later T-Rex stuff got a little too simple rock. It's right here. It's right when he's between the two that he was really hitting it. From the Slider record, which was the first T-Rex record I bought.
What are we doing?
I'm trying to fill out this Weather Report thing. I need new glasses.
I'm not even on the Accu yet.
Oh, people are probably furious at you. You don't have comments enabled?
I know. I would be. I'm a Accu junkie. Mustang Phone.
Steve Peregrine. Percussions. Two.
Oh.
The late great.
The guy who he kept all along, like, even in the electric bands where you couldn't really hear him, but he was always there.
And was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Even not acknowledged sometimes?
Well, I don't know. I'm going more from, like, any videos I see, any TV appearances, he's always there, being drowned out.
Like this Accu stuff, man, it's kind of, when you have an hour show, it's hard to take care of all this.
The time moves at the same speed in a three-hour show.
Yeah, but you have more time. Yeah, I know. I'm a mess today, man. Okay, I just want to get comments up.
Oh, this is a slide. What was the, which album was there before this?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Which album?
Our people were fair and
oh, right.
had stars in their hair.
And
but now they're content. I screwed
I used
up.
To know it.
So what's the later T-Rex albums? I fell off somewhere.
Oh, like Futuristic Dragon?
Yeah.
And Tanks?
Tanks, I had yeah. that one.
I mean, they're okay.
There's one with a Z, too, like Zion or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're okay, but if the spark is gone?
Yeah.
Who got yeah. better as they aged, Kurt? You still like Dylan?
I saw Dylan for the first time, was I guess last year, and it was amazing. And I walked in, you know, obviously knowing all of the criticisms people have of him for decades. I'm not sure I'd say he gets better, though.
He's just, is he still relevant?
Well, what does that mean? Does he have to be relevant? I mean, he's Bob Dylan.
No, I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know what it means.
So many artists, honestly. If they'd have stopped after one hit, one great song, they didn't. They owed us nothing. The other bands better keep trying. Underrated lead player, Mark Bolan.
Yeah, yeah.
Heart, man.
I mean, Dylan's still a good songwriter. He's just not, you know. I mean, this is old hat. He's not the voice. He didn't want to be the voice.
Who's yeah. the voice now?
Who's
Where's
the voice
going,
now? I have no idea who's the voice now.
You know, who are these kids? Belle and Sebastian, is that who it is?
I don't think so.
Don't laugh, man. And that's that new stuff. Kaiser Chiefs. Arctic Monkeys.
Here, clip this down on the weather machine.
Rock on. I still don't have comments up. What am I doing wrong, Kurt?
Did you enable? You got to enable.
Enable. I need an enabler right now. Oh, Jesus.
You do this every week, right? You want me to come do it?
It might, yeah. Help me.
All right.
Wait, I got it.
You got it?
I think so. Is this the first show of our new seasons?
No, it's excellent.
Is it? Good, because I'm definitely limping into the finish line. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
I wish all the comments could store up so that they'd just all...
There
so
are like no comments.
No, but I wish 20 minutes of them would just flood in now instead of it being impossible for people.
My comments have been
Oh,
going,
unless everybody's just going, turned off the radio.
Going down. Do you count yours?
Well,
do you follow
the machine
your count?
Counts them.
Do you see it every week?
Yeah, though? I sort of know.
Does it hurt you when it's low?
A little bit.
Man, mine has been nosediving. I wonder why. You like this?
Shh. What? Of course. Of course. I mean, I don't know if...
Go ahead.
You said it's your favorite. I don't think it's my favorite Beatles song, but it's an amazing song, yeah.
What makes it amazing?
And the pace of it, it's really slow.
Is it lysergic? What does lysergic mean? Does it mean like acid?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
I guess it's
lysergic. I'm not a science guy.
Yeah, but we can mine you for smartness here. I forgot about that.
I'm not a science guy.
We can mine you. Oh, man. What's the capital of Nevada?
I don't understand. Photography scares me. I'm not a science guy.
Photography?
Everything seems like mystical magic to me. I'm not a science guy.
What are you? You're more than a music guy.
I'm a word guy.
You're a writer.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you reading? What do we need to read?
Right now I'm reading Jose Saramago. What is it called? The
Jose Saramago story.
Genius. He's brilliant.
Did he do? A chess player? Painter?
No, he's a writer. I thought you were asking me about writers.
Well.
Oh, but what else did he do?
I thought it was a book about somebody you were
telling me. No, it's a novel he wrote.
Vince Ferragamo.
I don't know who that is.
Football great.
Okay. You are aware that songs have beginnings and ends, right?
What do you mean?
You're not letting them go through. This is your favorite Beatles song, and you're about to cut it out.
Yeah, but there's talking opportunities here. You get an hour a week, man. You get 3 hours. I got things to say.
I barely talk at all on my show.
Do we have any comments? Hold on. Oh, wait, comments are up. Oh, look at that. Man, there's like 10 of them. Exhale. Hello. I love you guys. Wore a hole through my screen. Refreshing. Pigeon nest full today, eh? Is this thing on? Clay and Kurt, they're saying, man. Well, finally. I love the Acumen. Chunky for it.
Let's just talk over... Hardy White, too.
Bowie should pawn that saxophone of his. About frickin' time. See, music can be a secondary thing. We make a sacred cow out of these guys. Just talk over them. We're alive, too, Kurt.
Yes.
And we got the knob.
Well, you do.
Hey, Clay, that was some rare gold there with three of my fave DJ persons. Kurt still hanging, too. Coolness. This Beatles song used to creep me out when I was a child.
Oh, me too. Plus, it's about L.A., which is weird.
Didn't Clay and Kurt do an AM 70s gold throwdown? That was Evan and I, wasn't it?
We did. Yeah, we didn't do an AM gold thing, but we did a tag team show once.
Did you hate it?
No.
Did it underwhelm you?
No.
I felt somehow like I disappointed you.
I was scared of you, and it turned out to be okay.
I didn't want to play. Did you ever play the wrong one?
My whole show is messed up today because one song went into the next track, and I didn't remember that it did that, and I didn't notice until too late. So all my timing was off. But no, when you were on my show, when we did the tag team thing, we talked about all these topics ahead of time, and I was scared you were going to actually bring them up, but it turned out to be okay.
Hold on, say something.
Because we did something about... We came up with a list of topics that each of us had to pick a song for, and I thought you were going to roast me on your honesty grill with that.
What about Paul Simon, man?
What about Paul Simon?
Yeah.
Joe McGasco played this Exuma song today about Paul Simon eating people or something. Some Paul Simon monster.
Just picking on
Simon. What about Paul
Simon?
I was a big Simon fan at one time. But
what made you let it go? Just fear of ostracization?
No. It just wore thin. You know, I loved him at one point. Around like Graceland, I guess, when everybody did. But, you know, the whole catalog. But it runs thin to me. I'm fickle.
What about Graceland?
The album?
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great record, but I don't know if I could listen to the whole thing all the way through again.
I love you.
I listen to it so much.
Do you miss Fabio, honestly?
I don't.
Oh, Fabio.
I gotta
man.
Say yes, don't I? I don't know Fabio so well.
Don't you wish you were here often?
Oh,
you're
sure.
not friends like Bob no. and I? We did karaoke last weekend, man. We were hugging each other. Bro!
Because you see each other every week. I don't see Fabio so often.
Why do you shun me? Is it my dis-ease? Is it the dis-ease?
Do I shun you?
No, you don't.
I probably shun everyone. I was told I was arch. I was told I was arch.
You're not. You're the sweetest. My wife loves you, man. She's the sweetest guy.
Your wife is wonderful.
She's a wonderful woman. And okay. she likes you, man. And if she likes you, you're okay with me, buddy.
Jenny, if you're listening, I'm not arch. There.
Jenny said you're arch?
Jenny said I'm arch.
Let's play some Roadmaster. From Indiana, man.
Play songs like you're building a brick wall.
Just throw them up there, man. Hey! We still got some time, 35 minutes left on the Dusty Show with Kurt Chalky Gottschalk, a pigeon man. We can take calls.
Oh, I'd love to take a call.
I'm getting the phone now.
Since you're sitting over there, I'm scared when I have to use that machine.
Do you like this? I find this innocent and kind of refreshing. And it's, you know, some bands just doing what they know how to do.
It's all right.
Sweet music, man. Nothing wrong with that, right? It's kind of cliche.
Who is it? I would have loved this when I was like 13.
Roadmaster.
Roadmaster. I never heard of it.
You don't see this around me.
No, this is...
That's a $7 album.
$7 American.
Listen to the synth, but they're holding the melody. It's not horrible sounding. Synth is dangerous territory. Kurt Chalky is ignoring me. I'm intimidated by his integrity.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You got cred, man. Is that some kind of tiki glass?
This is a tiki mug left to the station by Amadeo.
And he went out to L.A.
He's out in L.A., yeah. He's famous now.
Is he? What's he doing?
He's working at DC Comics.
In what capacity?
I don't know for sure. He is... Well, he's an editor. That was his title. So he's maybe coordinating... Amadeo, are you listening? You can call in. He's maybe coordinating things with the letterers and the artists and...
201-209-9368 is the number. It's been so long since we've taken calls. We'll see if it works. There's one right there, Kurt. Let me cue
All right.
this up, though, because we're going to need a go-to.
Stay on the line, caller. Clay will get to you when he's good and ready. 201-209-9368.
Caller, are you there by any chance? Any chance you're there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Who's this? What's your first name? Let's get this thing going, baby.
Let's get this thing rolling. This is Charlie from Middletown.
Hey, Charlie.
And, you know, here's the deal. Here's the dope. You don't get a lot of comments, Clay, because people don't want to interrupt themselves when they're listening.
They're enjoying it so much. Is that what you're saying? They just don't have time to depress those keys?
You know, I jumped out of the chair when I heard you were going to do another three-hour gig last week. What was it, last week?
That was it. Fill in for David Spaz. Let me tell you, though, let's preempt this. Let's just tamp this thing down and get it under control right here. There's no way we can match what happened that wonderful, wonderful night. There's no way, man. Don't hold me up to that bar. And that wasn't just me. That was all of us together, baby.
You got it. You got it. And the connection works. And you know what? I'm ready for round two with no expectations. Just the support and the love of what's already been given before. You know, you give what you get.
It's
and
a whole...
you guys, you and God Talk sound Jesus. Great tonight. Just like you and Fabio sound great. And I'm having a lot of fun. I'm digging you guys.
Are you finally having fun again in life because of the Dusty Show, Fabio, Kurt Gottschalk, and WFMU, the whole team of us? Are you having fun again?
It's TNP, baby.
The TNP. Can you do something for me? Are you inside or out?
I'm in.
Can you throw something against a wall or against the floor, a glass or an object where we can...
listening to this. Hold on, you got to get this. Ready?
Yep.
All right. All right.
Hey, man, just...
I hope she's all right.
Let me just hear...
Are you okay?
Let me just...
She's all right. She waved.
Let me just hear you scream, I love today's WFMU, as loud as you can.
I love today's WFMU!
All right, Charlie.
We're right back on the air. Dusty Show with Kurt Gott. Chuck, come with me.
Hi, Dusty. It's Sean in Bristol, UK.
Hey, Sean.
Sean in Bristol. What time is it over there, Sean?
Well, actually, Dusty, I'm actually in Boise, Idaho, so I'm 2 hours behind you at the moment.
What
so
are you
it's
doing?
It's great to listen to your show live because your show is on quite late back in the UK.
What are you doing in Boise, man?
Well, it's part of my little baseball trip. I flew over to New York since like a million years ago, but I say that in a good way because it's just been so action-packed. But I went to the Mets last Monday. Went to see the St. Cardinals on the Tuesday, did see the Royals in Kansas.
Now, people
Denver,
do these...
See the,
you can't hear me.
Rockies and then to Boise.
Yeah, people come and do these baseball tours. Is there one particular venue, one stadium that you had to have on that list, the one that mattered most of all?
It's a two-horse race, I think, between AT&T and PNC. Those two are really beautiful. I mean, City Field's great, but it's it looks like it's been dumped in the middle of a car park, which it has been. But, you know, I say that in a kind way. But, yeah, those are my two favorite.
Is there anything you know or love about my Milwaukee Brewers that you can throw back at me and make me feel good?
let's say it's been a forgettable season for the
Brewers. About the Mets,
I mean,
man? How about the Mets?
Sorry, I mean, the Mets, I was watching the game last night and they swept the Nationals. That was sweet. And I'm feeling so confident now we're going to make the playoffs.
And, oh, God, what was I going to say? Lord help me. I've forgotten. It was important, too. How about those Kansas City Royals? Can anything stop that juggernaut?
I think the only team that's going to stop them, and I'm going to make a prediction now, the World Series is going to be the Mets against the Royals.
Oh, man, the Mets and the Royals. Wouldn't we love to see that?
Yeah, and the Mets are going to win with their pitching and their offense. Cespedes, he's turned that team around. I know everybody's, yeah, it's like old news, but, man, he came in and, wow, they just absolutely changed the team.
So you live where? Surrey? Kent? Where are you
Bristol,
at over
I think
there? Bristol?
I'm in Boise, but yeah, I live in Bristol. But I'm flying back to New York on this coming Sunday and going to City Field for a Mets game on Monday night.
We got to make this short. I'm not done with you. Don't get that idea. But
no,
I'm
sure,
streamlining the calls in this new season. We get so many of them. I'm paring them down to the essential stuff so callers know calling in to get to the heart of the matter. Dig deep. What's your biggest problem in the world today, caller?
It would be the immigration problem coming from Syria. I mean, not me personally, but affecting the UK would be the immigration problem. You know, I mean, there's some heartbreaking stories, and I think that's the thing that's on everybody's mind at the moment.
Yeah, where's that all headed? It seems very serious.
Yeah,
everybody always wants the door closed behind
their
them.
Country. I mean, you know, I think the Europeans, you know, we have to take some of the blame. If you go back four centuries, you know, we pretty much tore up the planet and then left everybody to it, you know.
Yeah, we blame you guys a lot. America has, you know, stayed out of trouble pretty much everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think the UK and the US are really close friends politically. And I mean, I come over here to play and everybody's just so nice.
You like the United States?
It's been an epic, epic trip.
Are we still a good country?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we feel, I don't know, I'm not apologizing, Kurt, but we've taken our licks, haven't we?
Yeah, we've given them too, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to mine emotional soft territory.
So, Clay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm in back in New York Sunday. You got time to meet up for a beer?
I'll be gone, man. I will be in Cape Cod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry, man. Otherwise, I would have loved to. That
all right, man. No worries, no worries.
Well, anyway, hey, man, thanks for asking me, though.
Yeah,
what's your message of peace and love to people in Idaho out there, the land of the potato and Evel Knievel, Snake River Jump, Pocatello, Twin Falls, the Targhee National Forest, the Tetons, just over that border, Jackson Hole,
yeah.
Wyoming, up to the north, You got Demi Moore and Ketchum, the skiing. Jewel was born there before she went to Alaska. And of course,
I mean, Clay, very quickly, I've set foot in 26 states in the U.S., and I've only scratched the surface of how awesome this country is.
Have you been?
There is so much to see and do. It'd probably take a lifetime to try and get to see everything over here.
Have you been to Iowa, man?
Very quickly, I did the pilgrimage to where they filmed Field of Dreams. Now, us Europeans, we don't grasp how big the country is. So I fly into Des Moines, thinking it's going to be a 30-minute drive, 4 hours. I'm sorry, Clay, I was losing the will to live after the first hour.
Come on, man. You went to Dyersville.
Yeah. So once you've seen one cornfield, you've seen a lot. But yeah, but no, don't get me wrong, I was great. It was worth the pilgrimage. It was worth the drive.
It's been nice talking to you, man. What's your message of peace and love? I love this call.
Just be kind to your neighbor. Just be a little understanding. And get your face out of your smartphone. You know, there's conversations to be made.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
My favorite Beatle? Good question. John Lennon.
Favorite Fleetwood Mac member of all time?
Stevie Nicks.
What size is your waistline? Inches?
Since I got here, it was 35, but it's gone up to 36 since I've got here.
What do you weigh? How many stone?
I weigh about 13 stone, 8 pounds.
Have you ever met Eddie the Eagle?
No.
Would you like to?
I'd like to see the new documentary that's coming out. There's a documentary coming out about him, isn't it?
On Eddie the Eagle? Do you remember him, Kurt?
You want to see a movie about him rather than meet him?
Yeah. Sorry?
You'd rather see a movie about him than meet him?
Oh, no. So I'm not. You're talking about the
Olympic skier.
No, I've never met him.
Yeah. You're a nice guy, man. You're a nice guy.
Thank you, Clay. Love your show, man.
Hey, man. No. Don't go, man. I need you. Ask Kurt something smart. Ask him a smart guy question. I can't go toe-to-toe with him. Ask him something smart.
Where do I get this reputation?
Wait, from over in Oxford over there.
What?
Come on, man. Well, ask something hard.
Sorry?
Ask him something.
I went to Oxford when I was 13.
Sorry, who am I talking to? Kurt?
Yeah, it's Kurt.
Kurt, can you name me... Well, no, name me the state capital of... these three states, Kentucky, Kansas, and Wyoming.
Oh, see, I'm terrible at this stuff, and you're gonna shame me as a Brit.
Kentucky,
Clay knows all of them.
Kentucky, Kansas, and Wyoming. God, man, I used to know all 50.
I did it one time.
Kentucky
too.
Is it Louisville?
No.
Oh man, Frankfurt.
Yeah, you got
there
it.
You go.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky. Yeah. What about Kansas?
Topeka?
I want to say...
Yeah, Topeka,
it is,
you got
Topeka.
It,
yeah.
And then find one Wyoming for your full points.
Wyoming? Oh, my God. Is it... I want to say Buffalo. It's it
no.
Casper?
Begins with C.
Casper.
It's not Cheyenne, though,
Cheyenne.
Is it?
Cheyenne. You got
it. Oh, it is, okay.
You've won the booby prize.
All right, man. Who's the...
Kurt and Clay, thank you so much, man. Great
safe travels.
You.
Thank you, man.
Okay, cheers then. Bye-bye.
Talk just a bit.
He didn't invite me for a beer on Sunday. Did you notice that?
And I was going to suggest it. I was going to set it up because
I would have stood him up.
You would have. He seemed like a great guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's a great guy, but I'm not. That's the problem.
Do you have trouble with strangers? Are you shy?
I am. I am shy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, radio's a little safe zone. Writing is a safe zone.
Let's check the Accu playlist. Because I bet it was real friendly at first, but do you feel a somewhat of a drop-off? It wasn't the caller.
Huh? No, I mean, I'm not looking at the screen, though.
But I mean, overall, the general mood of the hour.
I think we're doing fine.
You do?
yeah, we're all right.
You got to ask me stuff, man. Help me. What would you ask me?
This is your thing. This isn't my thing.
Right.
You've got this magic about you where...
To Savala.
You create this. There's this image of. There's this feeling about you that you're about to say anything, that you could throw anything down, but then you're always nice about it. Like I think at any moment, people think that you might just horribly embarrass them because you're up to that edge, but you don't actually do it, which is amazing.
Thanks.
The way you get people to talk.
I feel like there's something programmed in American DNA that makes British radio voices sound so good.
I listen to Resonance FM out of London.
Yeah.
And yeah, part of why I listen is the voices. We're suckers for the accent.
Although it seems to be haunted by a certain fat, malevolent feline spirit that hovers around the back door.
Is that the same message?
Too many corporate names on those stadiums. We should decline to use those names when referring to them.
That I agree. I'm not a sports fan, but I don't want to hear that his favorite stadium is AT&T and PNC.
You like this old Alice Cooper?
Of course.
What makes it great? The spirit.
And the tempo, you know, like this and the T-Rex, or the Beatles song we're talking about. It's like, go mid-tempo and then fill it up. It's so much better than going fast.
Wow, man, where did you learn that?
I just thought of it right now.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
See what we've done with it? I knew this would be beneficial, Chalky. But you, see, I had this in high school. So this is all about reliving adolescence.
I was sort of an Alice Cooper fan in high school, but I didn't really have... I had a couple records. I wasn't...
Listen to Dennis Dunaway. Still sounds weird all these years later.
See, that's a better bass sound than Jaco. Give me that over Jaco for sure.
Just tone-wise?
That deep, deep.
And not too many notes?
Yeah.
Just meat,
I don't like too many
meat
notes.
And potatoes.
Don't need to hear too many notes.
Yeah. Is it because... There's a certain virtue. Are you envious of virtuosity?
No.
No?
I appreciate it, but I mean, no, I'm not envious.
Who plays fast that you like?
John Fahey could play remarkably fast.
On Tacoma.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
He's mad, John Fahey. I know he's good, but is he dull?
Is he dull?
I don't know. See, I don't think so. I don't know, man. I just want you to have a little glitter on your shoulders, man. A little stardust in your eyes. Who's
I'm
your guilty pleasure?
I've been
pleasure?
Worn thin these last few months.
From what? From
guilty
what?
Pleasure.
Let's talk. Screw this music. It's in the way. Hold on, let me throw on an instrumental. I want to go deep with you.
Well, the first guilty pleasure comes to mind is because I was just talking to a friend about sharing in the wonder of Bonnie Tyler, but really in Jim Steinman, you know, and the song Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is just remarkable. And I can rarely convince people that I mean that.
See, but you know why? I'll tell you why you think it's remarkable.
Tell me why.
Because it hit your life at a certain point.
I hated it in high school. I hated it.
You just thought you did. But it was logging to come back later. Initial down.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Yeah. I don't know, man. What are you stressed about?
Is this interesting? I sort of started two new jobs, and there's family stuff going on, and just a lot of stuff happening. Pretty much no time. I mean, I shouldn't have been staying here now. Pretty much have no time anymore.
Are you just noticing this, or has it just been getting worse and worse?
Oh, no, it just hit. It hit beginning of summer.
How old are you now?
49.
Did you ever have a midlife crisis earlier?
I don't think so.
How much time do you spend thinking about your existence, about existential things?
Oh, I try really hard not to.
Because it bores you?
No,
or
because it's dark. It's dark. It scares me.
When did you do it last? Do you do it daily, even if it's just for fleeting seconds? Like
for
what?
Fleeting seconds, sure. Did I dwell on it two, three times a month, maybe?
You're smoking again.
I'm smoking again, yes.
We talked about that. How long? You started in Europe.
I started, yeah, in August. Yeah, beginning of August.
You got a pack with you?
I do.
You know I'd quit in January.
I know.
You know
that's
how
why
much,
I brought it up to you.
You know how much right now? I'd like to just turn this up. Can you imagine if we stop talking? and just turned this up and went back out on the stoop.
I'm ready.
I know you are, man. You can't wait for 7 o'clock, can you? You want to smoke now?
No, let's just talk over. We can talk over Hardy White's show too, can't we?
No.
No.
Where is it though?
It's right here. Here it is.
Okay. Got you, Hardy. All right, man.
Hardy White up at 7 with Miracle Nutrition.
But first, o'clock. We're going deep with Kurt Gottschalk, and we're just getting started. And I wish I had some more sensitive music, because he's a music-loving man, and music is at the heart and soul of Kurt Gottschalk.
Kurt, that's fair.
What's going on? You're stressed. Two jobs. Working two jobs because you need the money?
Yeah, it's not like it's two full-time jobs.
But you like to give at least one of them up. When you, do you have those days, man? I love my life, my wife, my town. But do you have those days when you're just, is there a fantasy you have of 2 or 3 days of your own?
Oh, yeah.
Are you married? Oh, yeah. You're not married.
No, I'm not married.
Yeah, every day alone. You could do whatever you want, can't you? Essentially.
Well, I've been... That's what I've sort of been used to. That's what I've sort of been used to. Not really, no, but...
Are the old folks at home getting old?
My mom is up in Vermont, and my sister lives there. So my sister carries more of that weight.
Is she okay with you not being there?
I get up there. I mean, she'd probably like me to be up there more, I'm sure.
Do you have a good relationship with your sister and your mom?
Better relationship with my mother than ever in my life.
But not your sister.
We have some rocky times.
They go way back?
It's kind of more an adult thing. Not so, yeah.
Just different ways of looking at life?
Yeah.
Is she more conservative than you?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You're both what we'd call liberals?
Perhaps less flexible, though.
Is she married with family?
Separated with family, with children, yeah.
I've got to put the record on again. So
the same one?
Tell us just a
that
moment.
Was terrible.
Tell us
I
about.
Hated that record.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Kind of, yeah. That reminded me of like when Prince tries to do jazz. And I wish Prince would just once do like a solid, because he's got to have it in him. But he doesn't give us the.
Try it one more time. Well, you tell us about young Kurt, born in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school?
Illinois State University in Normal, Illinois.
Let's go a little earlier than that. What did you like to do as a kid? All the normal things?
Kiss and superheroes and drawing and trying to play guitar.
You still have some of that stuff?
Some, like, possessions?
Yeah, no. Examples of your art as a kid?
No.
None? Your mom didn't save any?
My mom probably does.
Yeah. No interest in looking back through those scrapbooks?
Not so much.
When's the last time you shed a tear?
That's a tough question. I don't often.
Can music make you cry?
It did once that I recall.
What was it?
It was. I'm going to sound like such
song
a.
Right now.
Yes. It did once that I recall, and it's now. No, I'm going to sound like such a geek for this, but it was an Anthony Braxton concert. And it's because I sort of had this realization that all the musicians, it was his 11 plus 1 group, he called it, and all the musicians had complete freedom because they had completely bought into these complex systems that he uses. And I was sitting there in the concert and it started striking me that it was like classical anarchy, like a perfectly working system. Freedom because of rules, not freedom from rules. And it just really struck me, just really powerfully, as a sort of, you know, political utopia with, you know, illustrated by music.
It's got to be so frustrating for you right now. Hey, your words are just, I'm like a sieve from one ear hole to the other. I'm looking at you Like I'm thinking about Frosted Flakes or something, man. I am so trying to rally here, and you're just being brilliant. Oh, man, Kurt Gottschalk, I wish we had 3 hours. I love grilling you. I do, you're very forthcoming. Listeners, if you have a question for Kurt, that's what we're calling them, the QFKs. If you got a quiffic, call us now. 201-209-9368. Run it by Kurt Gottschalk. Here's your chance. You've listened to him for years. You've imagined him. Now here's your chance to talk voice to voice. B2B. 2012. I'm stammering more as I enter the twilight. 201-209-9368. The last time I cried, says Spodiota, yesterday morning when I learned Falco had died in 1998.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know he died.
Der Kommissar.
I didn't wonder if he had died.
He has an interesting story if you ever read about him.
No, I don't know.
Just very determined youth in music and kind of made it.
To live that dream. That
yeah, weird time too. Dream. I think he died in an auto accident or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Falco. Thanks for reminding us, Spodiota. I wish I had Falco with me. Kurt, you're a gem, says Scott C.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Kurt, what do you think about Falco, Spodiota asks.
I don't think much about Falco. I don't even remember. Did he also do that? Did he have 2 hits? Or was there one that just reminded me of him?
No, one was.
He had the Amadeus.
He and another band had a hit with Der Kommissar's in town.
Right, right.
And then also Amadeus.
Right. Yeah, I don't think much about him. I'm sorry. I have nothing against the man.
And it's hurtful in this instance because of the listeners kind of asking you, Kurt, please, I care about this artist. Say something nice. I feel so terrible. They cried yesterday, and you're going like, I don't know, Falco.
Well, okay. Spodiota probably wasn't moved by my Anthony Braxton story either. It's just not an overlap there. That's okay.
I don't know.
You know, people talk about music for hours and hours and hours, and all it is if you like it or not.
I know. Isn't that weird?
People think there's like things that you can qualify about it, or there's not. Oh, bounce that needle. Bounce that needle.
I can't talk over
that. Sounded like Everybody Dance Now.
It kind of did. Martha Wash. Help me out, Kurt. You're talking a steady stream for the next 30 seconds.
I'm so bad at on demand. I am. A friend of mine, okay, I'll talk about that. Is a friend of mine, a dear friend in Prague, wants me to write a story for her. And you ask me to do anything and I freeze. I can't speak on demand. I can't write a story for you.
Yes, we can. We're going to do it right now. A phrase at a time. Okay, here we go. You ready?
See,
here we go.
Gave you that ammunition.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Jennifer combed her hair. Talk British. It helps. It helps. Do it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Just take the next line.
No.
Come on,
I'm not
do it.
I sang for you already.
You don't have to use an accent then, but I need to do this. Jennifer combed her hair.
It's so silly.
That's it. It's so silly. Jennifer combed her hair.
She heard a scratching at the door.
She was not alarmed, however. And then you keep going.
See, this is it. This is this on-the-spot thing that...
I can create content, but not quality.
I can... You ask me, like, what I did last night, and I freeze. I've got this on-the-spot thing. That's why I'm a writer. I'm all alone, and it happens in my time.
Are you not supposed to start stories with a weather forecast, do they say? It was a cold and stormy
night. It's a dark and stormy... That's a real book. That's a real, like, opening line. That's... Now, yeah, it's probably not always the best way to go.
Are you published?
I've self-published my fiction, and then, you know, the journalism published a lot, yeah.
Hey, did you do that KGB thing yet?
I've done a couple of them, yeah. There's another one. Let's plug that. I'm not reading at it, but the next one is September.
I chickened out.
You did?
I chickened out. I think I made up some lame excuse.
Friday, September 18th. 6:30 p.m. at the KGB bar. Dan Boda's reading, and I can't remember who, but it's on Facebook. There's a WFMU Literary Guild page on Facebook, and you can get the details there. It's a lot of fun.
Listen to this, man.
Yeah. A skin crawl. Skin crawl, Clay.
I love it, man.
Skin crawl.
You hate it so much.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Just everything you don't like. But listen, odd time signature, great musicians. It's got to be the composition.
No, it's the tonal qualities in it.
But then you and Fabio, I want to just accuse you of, like, you can't admit it. It's too costly with others.
Oh, no, I can admit. I'll admit if I like a song by Miley Cyrus, you know, or something, I'll admit it. It's not a problem. It's not, I don't have this hang up about looking cool, but there's just tonal qualities in it that don't work for me. It's very bloopy. It's all too bloopy.
Hate it.
Kinda, yeah.
We need one more call. Hey, we were doing good.
And 201-209-9368.
I dropped the ball about three. I felt some type of glycemic breakdown about 3.5 minutes ago. I don't know what if I need like a
Zagnut. I never have the ball. I don't know what the feeling is to even have the ball.
You have the ball by not having the ball. I try to have the ball and I drop the ball. You never ask for the ball.
I don't ask for the ball.
I'm like,
I don't want the ball.
I'm like, give me the damn ball. But now I'm fumbling more.
No, you're solid.
Yeah, come on, man. Nobody's calling.
Come on, 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. You'll never believe my summer. I need 30-second vignettes. Where were you? Cave of the Mounds? Wall Drug? Mystery Spot in St. Ignace, Michigan? Is it Ignace?
I'm not sure. You have just this amazing mind for detail.
For useless information.
No, but it's remarkable.
I'm so sad. How do you like to have a one-hour show? It's torture. Look, there it goes. All week I thought about it, and now I'll beat myself up for days.
All week you thought about it, but you didn't prepare for it.
I did, though.
You did.
You can prepare.
Well, you walked in here saying that you had nothing.
You can prepare 15 hours and have nothing, if that makes sense.
Okay, all right.
You can try to prepare and then at the last second go, you know what? That's useless. And I'm going to go live and it's going to click. But you can't get lightning in a bottle like that fill-in for Spaz, Kurt.
Right,
that
right.
That was so special. Were you listening?
I'll go back and listen. No, I didn't.
You didn't listen.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I thought everybody had Kurt. Hold on just a second. Is anybody there at all, please?
Somebody's here.
Make it short, man. Impress me. Tell us something deep and crazy and safe and wonderful and weird and entertaining. Go!
Jeez.
Go!
Or just tell us what you meant to tell us.
I don't know. I am listening to a radio show, and I heard you guys wanted someone to call.
And that here it's a mercy call. It's just a mercy call.
It's a mercy call, it is.
Have you called into radio shows often?
I don't. It's my first time.
First time.
Were you enjoying the show?
I am. You guys are great. You guys are pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like two guys at the bar that you listen to for a little while and leave.
And yeah, we want to be great, don't we, Kurt?
You guys are wonderful.
You're swinging for the fences, man. Can you sing? Can you sing?
Can I sing?
Yeah. What do you do, man? Help me. We're running out of time.
I do produce music. I'm a music producer.
Like what? Who do you produce?
I don't sing. I produce everything and anything.
Yeah. What are you proudest of? What's the jewel in your crown?
Electronic music.
Can you put an arm up, hand under one armpit and make that sound? Can you do that, Kurt?
The farting sound? I've never been able to do the farting sound.
Let's see.
I can't do it on the radio. I'll just do any. Come on, man.
Wow, I'm getting this crazy
delay
on the radio and my phone.
Well,
you got your radio up? You need to turn your radio down.
And it's over.
Yeah, I guess I do. I've never done this before. This is the first time.
You think you'll ever do it again?
I'll be more prepared, definitely.
The Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White is being torn out of the envelope right now.
Can you burp on command?
Oh, geez, there's a police officer. I gotta go.
Yell, I love today's WFMU.
Say it!
I think he's on the ground. I'm not kidding you.
He just wrecked.
Did you hear that? Oh, man, I love this. I love this, Kurt. I love this stuff.
I love today's WFMU.
Hold on, let me cue Hardy.
Cue Hardy.
Man, I don't know how good I did. I wish we'd see Hardy more. I want to know him better.
He's remarkable in person.
Yeah.
He's a genuine, he is that. His show's real. That's Hardy White.
This is like an actual time when I don't want to admit it's over. Jesus, what do we got? Are you there, caller?
I am there. I'm here.
Hello.
And who is this?
Hello, this is iPatch Fox on the message.
Oh, hey, iPatch, how are you doing?
iPatch, kind of new, huh? Kind of a newcomer. I've started to see that name.
You've maybe seen her under other names. She's a volunteer as well. It's great to hear from you.
iPatch, is this a mercy call?
Kind of, not really. also, I messaged her on the message board, but you may not have noticed.
Cut to the quick.
You were talking about Amadeo and what he does. And he is an editor at DC Comics. And it's Constantine, John Constantine / Hellblazer.
Okay,
the new revamp of that.
All right.
I thought you might want to know. It's a really good comic book.
I love Amadeo. He's a nice kid. Say something to him. Say something to all the listeners. We got to go. What's your message of peace and love to everybody? And thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. We're a little rushed for time, is all.
No problem. My message of peace and love is live in the now, because tomorrow you might feel like crap.
That was very good. Thanks for calling me.
Great to hear from
you. No problem.
All right.
Bye, guys.
You don't like this?
This is all right. Okay.
I have so enjoyed this, Kurt. I don't want it to end. I just feel like I'm starting to relax.
Yeah.
You're a good man.
Well, maybe someday if I have a show again, you can come on.
I'd love to, man. Are you not on the...
I'm not on schedule now.
My God, we didn't talk...
Because of this job thing.
No wonder you're depressed.
Because of this job thing. I miss it.
You
I miss it.
Come in here.
I know.
Just let me know anytime.
I know. Thank you.
You fill in or something.
That's what I was doing today.
10th anniversary coming up for me.
Me
October
too.
3rd.
Me too. We started around the same time. And I've got to fill in. Can I plug myself?
I remember meeting you. You liked me then.
You
thought I was somebody. I remember.
Let me plug myself because I'm going to be filling in for next week for the Inflatable Squirrel Carcass, midnight to 3 a.m. on Friday to Saturday morning.
And I'll be filling in for Fabio starting next Thursday at 3 p.m. until 7. Can you imagine?
4 hours of power.
All right, I love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.1 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the TNP. Hardy White to follow with Miracle Nutrition, a heapin' helpin'. Dave the Spaz, Sinners, Crossroads nickname, and the veteran, the legend Stan, coming up in the middle of the night doing it right. Today's FMU, better than ever, and in love, baby, in love with you. Kurt Gotcha. Right on, baby.
Right on, right on.
We're like 3 minutes late. Sorry, Hardy.
I'm not feeling myself. I'm not either. But I felt myself 3 days ago. I know this because I make a little symbol in my diary when I do. I mean, something isn't right. I feel different.
You don't look so good.
Really?
Yeah. That's an orange shirt and you're a winter.
I don't think I'm a winter.
And you have combination skin. You must be hard to shop for.
I don't feel well. Something is wrong, but I can't put my finger on it.
I'm sorry, man.
Thank you. I thought you'd just make another joke.
Jeez, I'm not a monster.
I appreciate that.
Also, I couldn't think of a joke. Hey, my grandma's a doctor. Maybe she could tell you what's wrong.
Really?
Yeah. When I had tulip mania as a kid, she cured me.
People still get that?
I think I got some bad howdah.
Is that Gouda?
No, it's terrible. You start buying up all these tulips, but she cured me. Look, I'll give her a call, and you tell me your symptoms.
Okay.
Hello, grandma? Bonjour, comment are you? Not bully. Es quiere de nous souple. Hardy malad.
What are you saying?
It's Creole.
Creole?
Wait. Okay, I'll speak English. Hardy's sick and he needs your help. What's wrong, she says.
Well, I feel sorta.
He feels sorta.
Different.
He feels different.
Also, I have.
She knows what it is.
I didn't even finish.
She's that good. What, Grandma? Okay. We will. When my mom, darling.
What did she say?
She said to come to see her immediately.
Is it that bad?
Afraid so. She says you're possessed.
Possessed? What kind of doctor is your grandma?
She's a mambo.
A what?
A mambo. Voodoo priestess.
Oh, you're kidding.
I can hear the bigotry in your voice.
It's just hard to believe, that's all.
Why? People have different traditions and beliefs. I can see that you have succumbed to the same ignorance and bigotry that most people have about things they don't understand.
I'm sorry, you're right. It just sounds so strange to me. Also, I thought you were from Jacksonville.
I am, but Grandma's from the islands. Well, the island she's from isn't there anymore. Also, she was raised in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
I'm confused.
Look, do you want to get better or not?
I do, you're right. Take me to your grandma.
Welcome aboard Flight 218 to Lou's grandma's house. If I can direct your attention to the front of the cabin, and we call it a cabin because it's uncomfortable and primitive. As you can see, the flight attendant is clipping and unclipping a seatbelt that isn't connected to anything. This is a metaphor for false hope. May I direct your attention to several bottom-rung comedians who are making notes for tired airplane jokes. In case of an emergency, you may use one of them for a foothold as you claw your way to safety. The in-flight movie is The Holy Mountain, and we ask that you enjoy your flight, and if there's anything I can get for you, it's a glass of water.
I'm a little nervous about all this.
Don't be. It's perfectly fine. You'll be fine.
Not the flying. I mean, meeting your grandma.
Oh, you should be nervous. She's formidable. If you cross her, she'll steal your soul.
Good Lord, really?
Of course not. Again, you are terribly misinformed about the tradition of others.
It's just that sometimes religion in general, you know, seems scary.
Religion is just another creation of humans, and it's humans that are scary. There is good and bad in everyone, and if you start singing Ebony and Ivory, I will choke you out.
Sorry.
People make sense of the world in all sorts of creative ways, but stories aren't good or bad. People are. And my grandma is a good person who helps people through hard times. Do you want help or not?
I do.
Hello.
Hi.
Peanut? I just get one? No, I thought you were my friend Peanut.
No, I'm not Peanut.
Cookie?
No, I'm not Cookie either.
No, I mean, do you want a cookie?
Sure.
Peanut?
Yes, please. Could I get several?
Sure, take the whole pack.
Thanks. I love first class, man.
I don't think this is first class.
Then why do we have chairs?
How do you usually travel?
Usually all I can afford is the wheel well. This is living, huh?
I feel especially powerless on planes. Like I have no real control. Flying through the air, strapped in here, helpless, at the mercy of the pilot.
Well, if it's any comfort, the control you have in your life is an illusion anyway.
Well, thanks.
No, think about it. All these overlapping consequences in the world. Consequences are like ripples in a pond after someone drops a rock. Little waves. How do you navigate your boat with all these waves tossing you in different directions?
Well, that's very profound.
My voice isn't the only deep thing about me.
How did you come to be so philosophical?
I don't know. I think pot. Also, I read a lot. I'm gonna get some shut-eye. Why don't you rest, too?
I don't think I can sleep.
Wake up!
What?
We're here!
Was I asleep?
Not only were you sleeping, but you are now saturated with drool.
Oh, jeez.
You look like one of those concrete fountain fish with the copper pipe shooting out water, except it was saliva.
Oh, I'm disgusting.
We're all disgusting, man. It's the nature of being alive. Body fluids, decay, disease, all part of the human condition. Life is messy.
Indeed.
Taxi!
Where to?
Let's see. We need to go to 3.1415 Papagete Court, or Circle. I can't read the writing.
Okay. What's your grandma's name?
Philomena Roy.
What a great name. How did she become a voodoo priestess?
She was little. Her parents died of flu or something. And she went to live on a dairy farm. And there was an old man there. And he didn't have any children, so he sort of adopted her and taught her a lot of stuff about his tradition.
Man, that's interesting.
I bet you think it's interesting because it's exotic. If I substituted Presbyterianism for voodoo, you wouldn't be impressed.
Well, maybe not.
Exoticism is condescending.
Oh, okay, sorry. But it's also strange to me. Gods and spirits.